if a person leaves things around all the time, can't forgets her pocketbook and can't remember her things, and everywhere you go, you can pick up something behind her. You say she's very
careless,
very good. When something is different and strange, we say it is all right. If someone is easily offended, you're afraid to talk to them because you might hurt their feelings, like the lady acted when you sent her flowers for Christmas or offered them to her.
Mm-hmm.
You would say that person is very
rude. Not pleasant.
All right. Have you heard the word touchy?
Uh-huh.
Is that a good word for that?
Yeah.
All right. If a person is having a fuss with his wife and is saying to each other some kind of nasty things, you will say that they are at each other. What are they?
Fussing.
Because they are what at each other?
Cruel.
And how do they feel at that moment?
Mad.
All right, what's another word for mad?
Angry.
All right. Now, if a person is angry or mad, but never raises his voice, never speaks loud, never says anything mean, you can say that person can really keep
quiet.
All right, what's another word that means smooth and easy? Like maybe a river. We say that the water is very
calm.
All right. So we can say the person can keep, let's make a sentence.
Calm.
Let's make the whole sentence. He can
keep calm.
All right. After you have worked a long time, and you don't feel like doing it anymore, you would say you are
tired.
Also, if you're very, very tired, you say, I am all
worn out.
Very good. If a person had to suddenly leave school and go to the hospital, you would say she was well in the morning, but she came to school well, but then she had to leave suddenly and go to the hospital. You said she came to school well, but she got
sick.
Let's make the whole sentence. She
got sick.
All right. If a person starts out well, he goes out in the day in a shirt sleeve, and it gets very, very cold while he's out there, and he comes in like that, you'll say he
has a cold.
He
catching.
All right, say, make that sentence. I say, what happened to him? You'll say, he
catching cold.
All right. After he's got a cold, when it first starts, he might talk like this. And you say, he is
hoarse.
Very good. And in order to clear his throat, he would what's that?
Cough.
Louder, please.
Cough.
Now we're going to talk about medicine. Well, we're really talking about the word, the thing that you do with medicine. So you say, I don't like to